says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. Here on Monday, August 29, 2016. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We take your calls at 800-313. Well, just a second. Let's get to that correct phone number. It's 512. I'll have it in just a second here, folks. It's for your calls. I'm going to give you three phone numbers. 512-716-1603, or the same, 512-716-1883, or 512-716-1897. So once you get that 512-716 down, it's, you have a choice of 1603, 1883, or 1897. All of those very good years. In 1603, an ancestor of mine named Gosnold was organizing the Jamestown Expedition and the fleet for that. In 1883 and 1897, America was a fine place to live, Paul. So was Canada.
Yes.
We've got, you just heard the voice of Paul Fromm, our intrepid world traveler who has just returned from a really brave fact-finding second tour through South Africa, where white folks are right now, according to Genocide Watch, the world authority on the subject, are subject to genocide. And in fact, that report was a little while ago, and we heard from Karen Smith last night, yesterday's program, that the situation in South Africa since Paul's last trip a year and a half ago, and since the report by Dr. Gregory Stanton even earlier, has worsened considerably. I got a copy today, Paul, of a newsletter out of South Africa called Impact.
Oh, yes.
And, boy, I'll tell you, you know, the situation in South Africa, reading up on it here, is really has gotten worse. There are, folks, there are riots. Get this. In just one year, 14,700 incidents of unrest and protest have taken place in South Africa. There are an average, right now, an average of 32 violent incidents per day in the Republic of South Africa. This is double the number in 2010. And, boy, in recent times, murder and ongoing burning of foreigners' shops have been the order of the day. In mid-May, in Limpopo, 24 schools were burned down in, quote, protest, unquote. So, it's out of control.
It is out of control. And while there is some media freedom in South Africa, the government news agency, or the SABC, South African Broadcasting Corporation, government-owned, is not allowed generally to show signs of violence. So violent protests, they usually report there was a protest, but people don't get to see how violent it is. There's a private network in South Africa that does show that, but you know, and just as in North America, they're doing their very best to just silence people. You know, I'd like to acknowledge a person who has really suffered recently, and I hope when Donald Trump wins, that there will be a senior position in the administration for this man. Have you heard of a lawyer named Glenn Allen?
Yes.
Yeah. Now Glenn was a very successful civil lawyer. He retired late last year, and he had a contract position with the city of Baltimore to help write an appeal. He's a very gifted lawyer. Well, so the Southern Poverty Law Center and the infamous Heidi Beirich came after him, and they announced to the Baltimore City Council, of course it's overwhelmingly black, that Glenn Allen had alleged links to the National Alliance. Well, the papers went crazy about white supremacists and so on. So his contract was terminated about 2 weeks ago. When you read this, it reads like it was in the Baltimore Sun. It reads like something out of a witch hunt. Alleged links. All these are alleged links. But even if it's so, even if Glenn Allen had for a while been a member of the National Alliance, why should that prevent him from operating as a lawyer? If he was incompetent, that'd be a different matter. And, you know, to take away a man's right to earn a living is really totalitarian. And, you know, I shake my head at how far we've come away from basic English common law and some of those very basic principles. You are, I think, innocent until proven guilty. And you shouldn't be punished. You shouldn't receive the penalties when there's not even been a hearing or anything.
Yes.
He was never asked. He was never given a chance to offer his point of view or to make the entirely valid point that he's acted as a lawyer for 40 years for all sorts of people and has never let his personal opinions color his legal work.
Yeah,
outrageous.
Paul, you put your finger on the transcendent importance of Donald Trump as a phenomenon.
Yes.
And that is, he has blown the doors off the hinges of political correctness. And what you're referring to, this business, folks, SPLC, the ADL, they know this. This is their game. They've been very successful at it. And right now, at this moment, they're victorious. Trump challenges this. But the way that they are able to enforce their civic religion of political correctness is by threatening the jobs of good white patriots. If you think the wrong thoughts, if you say the wrong thing, an impermissible thing, then you lose your job. And that, Paul, that's an incredibly effective way to suppress white people. So much is so effective, Paul, that it has that 1984 effect that white folks, aware that it could cost them their jobs to think the wrong thought, they will themselves self-censor their thoughts, change and channel their own thoughts in a politically correct direction, knowing that they can't afford to think politically incorrectly.
Wow. So, I agree, and it's so serious. He's such a fine man. I've known him personally, I think, for about a decade. He's a very, very decent guy, and he's going through a lot of suffering right now.
But we'll be, and you know, Paul, you were one of the real forerunners of this. The real what do they call it in mining? The canary in the mine.
Right. Are you saying I'm for the birds?
You were the canary in the mine because when you lost your job teaching, you were the forerunner of this. When we return to that, as you say, that Anglo-Saxon law and that tradition of being free men, you know, there on the plane with King John. You know, we can have freely hold opinions, so we can't be fired or jailed or fined for having an opinion or a thought. That's our tradition, and it's been taken away from us. And when Donald Trump says we're going to take America back and make America great again, it's to that that we are going to return. And our enemies know this. So, you know, when, you know, Paul, when we're free, when white men are free to have an opinion and they don't have to go to work fearing that somebody noticed that they said something, when they can testify angrily at a city council meeting, that will be our victory. From there on out, we will win. And I think Donald Trump, he is the man that threatens to do this in a coup from the top, folks.
Yeah, I think that's a very good way to put it. If I can raise another topic, I hope this isn't too far over the edge, but it seems that one of the big these secrets that could very well come out from some of these emails is that Hillary Clinton is a lesbian. Now, that's not entirely new. That's been around for quite a while. Glenn Beck saying that. The Village Voice, not Michael Musto, even back in 2007, said that. But what makes it particularly important right now is that the move by a woman named Huma Abedin, she's married to the Wiener man, you know, former Congressman Wiener.
Yep.
And she just basically, I think it was yesterday, announced that they were separating because over the weekend yet another incident came to light of Wiener apparently sending texts or sexting with somebody and sending pictures of himself, pictures of himself in the nude, lying on the bed beside his own baby. But anyway, what is interesting, though, is who this Huma Abedin is. Not, you know, she's the wife of Anthony Wiener, but she's a long time, a very close aide to Hillary.
She's Hillary's right-hand gal.
Oh, right-hand gal, and maybe first man, according to what I'm reading here on the Internet. But she is also the daughter of an Al-Qaeda father and member of the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, she is from a seriously radical family.
Yes.
And apparently half of Hillary's infamous private server emails were sent to this same Huma Abedin. Hillary deleted them in a desperate attempt to hide communications with Huma, who was also using a private server. There's apparently a lot more to it. I don't know how far you want to.
Yeah. Julian Assange, we need the September surprise, not the October surprise. Please, Julian Assange, if you have this stuff, get it out. And Donald Trump mentioned yesterday, he mentioned in a talk that that we now have somebody has the Hillary Clinton State Department calendar of all the people she saw and all the things she did. And they are sitting on that, and they have announced whoever they are, I'm not sure, but the people who control this thing are saying, I guess maybe the Clinton forces themselves, we're not releasing it until after the election. And, you know, Trump said this to enormous boos from the audience. In other words, Trump said, this is devastating information, they won't release it till after the election. And of course, let's go further than that, let's add the logic. If Donald Trump wins, of course, it'll never be released. And if Hillary Clinton wins, it'll also never be released.
Now, who is it that says they won't be released till after the election?
I don't know who has possession of it, but it's somebody on the Clinton side. Probably somebody, the State Department itself, in other words, somebody working under orders at this moment from Obama. And so the State Department does have has acknowledged we have her calendar, but we're not releasing it until after the election. Of course, what we need, Julian Assange has said that there are bombshells waiting to be dropped, and you would think actually he might save the best for last. So, and he's not I don't think he's kidding when he says he's got great stuff. So let's come on, Julian, get it out there. Let me give you another, folks, a little more something we can talk about today in the show. I just got a big package from Amazon, and in it I now have in front of me, we've talked about these books on the air, but I haven't had them in my hand. Now I do. Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary by Dick Morris. Great book.
Yes, and he was a former aide to Bill Clinton.
He had the same position as Huma Abedin has now for Hillary. He was the top advisor to Bill Clinton. And so he knows where the bodies are buried, and he's had, you know, his conscience has caused him to blow the whistle on his former boss. Another book I have by Roger Stone. Just got these all today. Roger Stone, top aide or associate confidant of Donald Trump, who's now working on the outside the Trump campaign. He has his great book, The Clintons, plural, War on Women. Very good book, best-selling book. Another best-selling book by Peter Schweitzer, very authoritative. It is the go-to book on the Clinton Foundation bribery and pay-for-play scandals. Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer. Donald Trump has quoted from it on the campaign trail extensively. I have Ann Coulter's new book, In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome. This book is vying, it's neck and neck with Dick Morris's Armageddon book. They go back and forth for number one in politics on the Amazon bestseller list. And then finally, I have the new book from Gary Byrne, Secret Service Officer, who stood outside the door of the Oval Office during the Clinton presidency, the last man with a gun between the rest of the world and the president, very important Secret Service officer who could hear everything that went on in the Oval Office and saw the bill come out with a black eye delivered by Hillary Clinton, picked up broken pieces of valuable pottery and porcelain thrown about the Oval Office by Hillary. He knows the story on Hillary, considers her crazy. He thinks she's crazy. I think she's a mad woman. And that prompted him to write his book, Crisis of Character, A White House Secret Service Officer Discloses His Firsthand Experience with Hillary, Bill, and How They Operate. So I have all these books. We'll be reading from them extensively in the... George, how many days have we got till November 8th?
70 days to go.
70 days, folks. And that's by way of welcoming you, George, to the program today.
Let me mention something. When we have President Trump, one wonderful thing he can do, we need to get in touch with him, is please let us take care of the SLPC. You don't have to do a thing, Don. Not a thing. You just let us go about. We'll sue them. We'll take them to court. We'll fix their wagon once and for all. And all you got to do is let us do it.
Well said. The just to come back to the opening theme here, folks, we're going to be talking, another thing we'll be talking about a lot, it'll be hard to weave it in. We're going to talk about South Africa as much as we can. It connects directly to Donald Trump. He's the man who will save our cousins in South Africa. And I just got this copy of Impact today. Here's a sample of what's going on in South Africa, folks. Blue-eyed Judge Janssen, he's a judge in South Africa, a white judge, has been put on indefinite leave by the North Gauteng High Court bench for expressing a mild opinion about rape in the black community. Just a statement of fact. It's the rape capital of the world, folks. Contrast this with the treatment of Volapi Khumalo, a black man. We'll talk about Volapi Khumalo and the treatment he gets for saying, I want to cleanse this country of all white people. White people in South Africa deserve to be hacked and killed. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
Bright enough to see. That's you folks. Paul and George, I've got a real treat for you here. In the Daily Mail today, great story in the Daily Mail out of the United Kingdom, folks. Nigel Farage: Trump was my warm-up man. He'll be the new Ronald Reagan. And here's Nigel Farage writing. This is just poetry to our ears. Since I announced that I was going to stand aside as UKIP leader, that's United Kingdom Independence Party, in the wake of the successful Brexit, that is British exit from the EU campaign, I've had more time to do other things. This included a trip to Cleveland for the Republican convention and the adoption of Donald J. Trump as their presidential candidate. I was astonished that everybody I met wanted to talk about Brexit. Not just the delegates to the convention, but ordinary people, including a group of U.S. Navy veterans who told me we should have done it years ago. There was a chance meeting in a bar, of course, with a delegation from Mississippi. They were wildly enthusiastic Brexiteers and told me that their state governor, Phil Bryant, was delighted with the result and would love to visit, love me to visit. So in what I thought would be the quiet days of August, I was happy to accept their invitation. The plan was simple. I would speak at a dinner hosted by the governor to speak about the Brexit campaign and to draw parallels with voters in America who are looking for many of the same things. It was not until I arrived and was having dinner at the magnificent governor's mansion in Jackson, Mississippi, that I was told that on the following evening there would be a rally at which up to 15,000 people would come to hear Trump. Governor Bryant said he would like me to speak. I could scarcely believe it, as I knew that no UK politician had ever spoken at a Republican election rally. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. Trump,
yeah, the Trump campaign has been highly controversial. Some of his comments have not looked good and left him open to accusations of extremism. At times, he has appeared quite aggressive on the platform. I was curious, what would the man be like in person? We met at a private gathering of major Mississippi donors to his campaign. I was surprised, even slightly overwhelmed, by the warmth of his welcome and his huge support for Brexit. As he said to me, smart thing to do. We talked for a few minutes, and then I headed off to the Coliseum, the venue for the night's extravaganza. I had never addressed a public meeting in the U.S. before, and certainly never spoken to a crowd of 15,000 people. I was anxious. But I was told not to worry, it would be okay. I'd be one of the early speakers, they said, and hardly anyone would listen to me as they would be waiting to hear from the main man. So I waited in the wings, surrounded by swarms of stern-faced U.S. Secret Service agents. Then minutes before the event began, I was told there was a change of plan. Donald would introduce me. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. One of his aides said, he's going to be your warm-up. There were several well-known American politicians milling around, including Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, a man I have long admired. He was desperate to speak and had expected to, so was more than a little surprised and none too pleased to be told that the Brexit Englishman was going up instead. Isn't this great? Trump took the stage to riotous applause and began to make his speech. About halfway through, he moved on to the Brexit victory, and then he called me up to the stage. I told them that Brexit was the victory of the little people over the establishment. They went wild. I told them that if you can motivate non-voters to engage with the electoral process, anything is possible. I didn't endorse Trump because I had condemned President Obama for telling us what to do in our referendum. But I did say that if I was a U.S. citizen, I would not vote for Hillary Clinton, even if she paid me. The atmosphere in the room was more like a rock concert than a political meeting. I know from speaking in hundreds of chilly village halls to audiences of 50 people or fewer. I'll put my finger there on the page. We'll come right back to it after the break. Great articles by Nigel Frush. Yep. We'll be back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. And I'm reading a momentous article today by Nigel Farage in the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom. I'll finish this. It's very brief. And remember, Nigel Farage is the hero. He's the man of the hour in Europe. He pushed through Brexit, the vote by the British people by a 4% margin to exit, to leave the European Union. This is the most important European event of our time. And it begins the process of unzipping one nation by nation, the European Union, which was the behemoth globalist government that was going to suck into its maw every one of our ancestral nations. Really, one of the very worst things ever to befall us, Paul.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yep.
All the hysteria when the New World Order establishment lost that Brexit vote, the UK economy was going to slump into recession, the stock market would be down, there would be all sorts of job losses. But you know what's happened? In the intervening 2 months, the prices of housing in England have soared up and the stock market has completely rebounded. The sky didn't fall. And I think we've got to be very careful when we hear all the doom and gloom that's predicted about if Donald Trump becomes president. Oh, you know, my gosh, no. When Donald Trump becomes president, important things are going to change and change for the better.
Yes. And the next words of Nigel Farage remind me of things that Nick Griffin told me about being a political leader in Britain, which is on a much smaller scale than America. And Nigel Farage writes, I know from speaking in hundreds of chilly village halls to audiences of 50 people or fewer in the early years of UKIP that this was an experience that for me would probably never be repeated. That is, speaking to a 15,000 Trump audience. And I must say, I loved every second of it. So what now do I think of Trump and his campaign? Often business people don't make good politicians. They are used to having their own way and fire off lots of ideas, many of which are completely forgotten by the following morning. But in politics, if you think out loud and throw ideas into the mix, they simply can't be thrown in the waste bin as they get analyzed and often ridiculed by the media pack. Trump is very new to politics and has made a lot of mistakes. When I watched his acceptance speech in Cleveland, it appeared to be disjointed. It simply didn't flow. But what I saw from just a few feet away in Jackson, Mississippi, was something different. He was a better and more confident speaker. He stuck in a disciplined manner to a script. I sensed that his new campaign team have him on the right track. I really don't believe that he is the monster painted by many. It is worth remembering that virtually everyone thought that Ronald Reagan was unfit to be the U.S. president before he made a huge success of his two terms. Trump has embraced Brexit and all of the principles that led to that historic vote. Most of the crowd I met after the rally had never voted in their lives. They are the same people who made Brexit happen. They see Washington as distant and aloof, just as many Leave voters saw rule from Brussels. The issue of open and loose borders in an age of increasing terrorist risk may well dominate Western politics for many years to come. Trump is strong on the immigration message, and he is connecting to the horror of the Washington establishment. Hillary represents the status quo where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. She is part of the establishment that has led us into an endless series of wars. The Trump campaign is now about change. Having met him and having spoken to him, I am far less worried. If he becomes U.S. president, he will be able sensibly to make the big decisions. The morning after the convention, I woke up wondering whether all of this had really happened. But I saw on U.S. television that overnight there had been a bounce in the polls for Trump. This is after Farage spoke in Jackson, Mississippi. There was renewed confidence among the Mississippi Republican team and a feeling that the Trump campaign had turned the corner. A very rattled, anxious-looking Hillary responded in a press conference and attacked my presence on the stage with Trump. It wasn't a press conference. She hasn't had one in almost 300 days. She trotted out a series of willful misinterpretations of things that I had said. And then he goes on. He says, it does seem a little strange that I am now being used as a political football in the American presidential campaign, but it shows that Brexit is a truly global event. So just sharing that with you folks. Let's take a call here for George, Paul. Mike in Maryland, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I tried calling into your show yesterday. I tried all three numbers several times, but I couldn't get through. And the main reason is because you mentioned the fact that you wanted evidence of atrocities against Afrikaner and South African white farmers.
Yes.
If you go to Start Page, I'm sure you're familiar with that search engine. Go to startpage.com, and I went there yesterday, and they had several articles about and numerous pictures of atrocities committed against white South Africans. So go to startpage.com, and that's kind of like one of those websites that is non-neural order.
I'll do that, Mike. Mike, I will do that.
Yeah, go to startpage.com, unless it's been scrubbed from there since yesterday, which I doubt. But you go to startpage.com, and you should be able to find some.
Mike,
and
I'm going to do that.
I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to give my 2 cents about South Africa. And I'm sure you and your fine guest host there have heard the expression, cutting up your nose to spite your face.
Yes,
and what's going to happen to South Africa with their hatred and with the communist racist government of South Africa, with their enmity towards whites by precluding qualified and talented whites from positions of influence and important, you know, high-tech jobs and, you know,
they're going to take South Africa into the toilet. But Mike, here's the thing about communism and evil itself. You know, we talked about this. This is evil. Their goal is not prosperity and well-being and happiness. Their goal is a sort of hell. These are evil people.
Yes.
So, when Paul, you can expound on this a little more even.
Well, yes. The goal of communism is control and power. It's not the betterment of the working.
Sign up today for a 100% free.
It's not the betterment of the working class or the oppressed. And South Africa is an excellent place to see that. The president of South Africa is Jacob Zuma. He's a member of the Communist Party. He's about a grade 2 dropout, a profoundly ignorant but very pushy and conniving man. He has a beautiful residence, as the president of South Africa is entitled to. But he's also built with taxpayers' money a place called Inkandla in Zululand. It's a 270 million rand colossus. That's about $27 million. Any real friend of the poor and the working man, will be quite happy with what the state provides, which is pretty decent. He's not, and that's typical. It's all about power. It's not human betterment, and that makes these people very, very dangerous and uncaring.
Well, I can see South Africa devolving into another Zimbabwe, and then, you know, with hyperinflation and overt rampant corruption, and then eventually devolving into Somalia, where it's, you know, it's like a
Mike,
Mad Max kind
Mike,
of existence.
Mike, when that happens, the communists will be pleased as punch. They will have attained their nirvana. That's their goal. That's what they want. And it's hard for good people like you and the members of this audience. It's hard to understand evil exists, and there are people out there who simply want you dead. I'll give you an example right here. Volapi Khumalo, Khumalo, of the Gauteng Arts and Culture Department, same one that put the white blue-eyed Judge Janssen on indefinite leave for saying that South Africa had become the rape capital of the world, which is just a fact. Here's his statement on his Facebook page. This is what motivates these people. I want to cleanse this country of all white people. White people in South Africa deserve to be hacked and killed.
Wow.
There you go. That's what beats in the heart of Jacob Zuma too. So that's what that was Nelson Mandela's approach.
Yes,
and
the mask is off there.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Folks, let me read you the opening. You know, we've all been waiting for the arrival of In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome. Here's a picture of the very beautiful Ann Coulter on the cover. Trump, the great orange hope. I like that. These are the opening words, folks. Until June 16th, 2015, that's the day Donald Trump and Melania came down the escalator in Trump Tower to announce his candidacy. Every conservative felt four things. One, we're losing. Two, the fight wasn't fair. It was over before it began and the rules were rigged. Three, our allies have abandoned us. Four, this loss is permanent. We're not getting it back. Plug in any issue and it works. Abortion, gay marriage, transgender bathrooms, immigration, trade. Press one for English. Drug legislation or legalization. Criminal law, the Iraq war, and on and on and on. And then she goes on to, of course, after that moment, everything has changed. She says, Donald Trump isn't a politician. He's a one-man wrecking ball against our dysfunctional and corrupt establishment. Trump announced he was running for president in a speech, this is from page 3, in a speech talking about Mexican rapists, pledging to deport illegal aliens and build a wall. He said America was getting ripped off in its trade deals with China, Japan, and Mexico, and that he was running because the country would soon be so far gone it would be unsalvageable. The media reacted as if he'd called for gas chambers. But that speech propelled Trump to the top of the polls. And it goes on and on from there. Trump speaks in exciting, declarative senses, giving voters any number of possible chance. And the media were dying to call Trump's immigration policies racist, in quotes, and he tricked them into trying, with the GOP helping. Unfortunately for the media and the Republican Brain Trust, Trump's policies were popular with all kinds of voters. It wasn't just angry white men who were losing jobs to wage depressing, admittedly, anyway, that's just a taste of In Trump We Trust, just out now from Ann Coulter. There's a bevy of these really good books on, my gosh, this book by Roger Stone, The Clinton's War on Women. These are beastly people, what they've done. And this has all kinds of color pictures in the middle here. Here's a picture. This is new to me. Before and after, Chelsea has had extensive plastic surgery to hide her parentage. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she looks exactly like her, the spitting image, it says, of her likely biological father, Webster Hubble, who was the romantic liaison of Hillary Clinton in Arkansas. And I didn't realize this. She's totally different. She's completely changed her face.
She didn't do it for the better.
Yeah. It's just wonderful. Yeah, great, great pictures. Here's a picture of Bill Cosby chumming it up with Bill Clinton. And they're very much alike in their approach to women. This is a great book, The Clinton's War on Women. And the Clinton Cash book, the Clinton Foundation. This is where the wheels are coming off for Hillary right now. Paul, if only we can get these emails and these records that show that it was, in fact, pay for play, and that hundreds of millions of dollars, $2 billion, have been contributed to the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. That's the official name. $2 billion. And some of those in chunks of $100 million from people like the Saudi Arabians, in exchange for favors at the expense of the U.S. taxpayer, dished out by the career criminal, as Donald Trump has called her, Hillary Clinton. Here, let me see if I can just grab a little audio of that Nigel Farage that we just heard. Let me just see if I haven't got something right here that we can play. Here he is. I thought I enjoyed that so much. This is Nigel Farage speaking. I think I've got it here. Let's see if it plays. It should. Looks like it might. Come in, Nigel Farage. We're waiting. This is coming all the way from... We got to break through an ad here. Oh, come on, Daily Mail, don't do this to us.
Right.
I don't want to buy that computer. Oh, they didn't do this the first time I played this. Here it comes. Oh, my goodness. This is worse than YouTube, where at least the ads are limited to 3 seconds. Here he is.
This is a great honor for me. I am going right now to invite onto the stage the man behind Brexit and a man who led brilliantly the United Kingdom Independence Party in this fight and won despite all odds, despite horrible name-calling, despite so many obstacles. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nigel Farage.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you. Good evening, Mississippi.
I come to you from the United Kingdom with a message of hope and a message of optimism. It's a message that says if the little people, if the real people, if the ordinary decent people are prepared to stand up and fight for what they believe in, we can overcome the big banks. We can overcome the multinationals. And we did it. We made June the 23rd our Independence Day when we smashed the establishment.
We'll take a break here, folks. We'll come back with our last segment. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gretchen Wilson, folks. She's singing about you, you politically incorrect folks out there. And Nigel Farage talking, addressing you when he said, well, we the little people, we can beat the bankers and the globalists, and Trump, of course, doing exactly the same thing. Let's look at where Trump will be in the next few days. Tomorrow, he's going to be in Everett, Washington at a 10,000-seat arena. That's going to be packed. That's going to be big. We'll cover it right here. You don't want to miss it tomorrow, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. The next day, Wednesday, August 31st, he will be in Phoenix, Arizona. This is going to be another big event, big arena. Thursday, Wilmington, Ohio, another good-sized arena. And we'll cover all three of those events the same day, because we will, let's see, the Phoenix event, 6 p.m., will actually be running right as we are on the air. So we might have that one live. The other two, we will have, in Everett, Washington, will be 7 p.m. So we won't cover that on Tuesday live. We won't be able to, because it's after our show. But we'll cover everything else. Mike Pence has been doing appearances, but you haven't heard much about him. That's okay, actually. Kind of no news is good news from your vice presidential candidate. That's exactly what you want. You want a backup, support. You don't want a guy out there making headlines. But if you want to see Mike Pence, Monday he's in Perry, Georgia. That was today earlier. Tomorrow he'll be in Dalton, Georgia. Tomorrow he'll also be in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and Wednesday he'll be in Sarasota, Florida. You can look those up at DonaldJTrump.com if you're able to attend those events. George and Paul, any thoughts as we close out here?
Well, I think the information about Hillary is really intriguing. I would have been reluctant to have mentioned it if it hadn't been sourced with a number of sources, including the Village Voice. I think we are seeing a degenerate structure about to come down.
Yes. And another thing, we've got to cover this on this show. George, one of us, we're going to have to research this and cover it. Apparently, the emails of George Soros have been cracked. And somebody has found emails from George Soros's operation explicitly detailing how they want to destroy our white world with an immigration invasion. Explicit emails from within the George Soros organization. So we need to bust that one wide open.
Do we have a source on that?
Well, that's what good friends in the cause have told me this is out. So I'll bring it. I'll get as much as I can by airtime tomorrow, Paul.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in. George, Paul, thank you for being with us. We'll see you all again tomorrow night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time here on the Trump Phenomenon.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.